Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Advent is a liturgical speed bump that slows us down, lest we rush headlong like swine into Christmas. Let it be known to all the Grinches out there who would steal Advent. Advent is not simply an annoying prelude to Christmas created by liturgical purists to rob you of premature Christmas carols and burden you with violet-shaded, Lenten-like midweek services. Or if you are a little more liturgically progressive, to make your Christmas blue. It is Advent that points us to the reason for Christmas. Thus, it is a good and salutary thing that for well over 1,000 years, the church has heard on the first Sunday in Advent the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It was not a mistake. The Palm Sunday Gospel did not get misplaced on this opening week of the church year. There was a bookstore that I would frequent on some occasion, not far from the church I served, near the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. And this particular bookstore was run by a man who was something of a cranky contrarian, who had great books, but whose cynicism was especially evident in early December, as he would place a sign in the front window of his shop that read, "Put the X back in Xmas." Well, that's what Advent does. It puts the X, that is the cross, back in Christmas. Jesus goes to Jerusalem to embrace the cross. That is the reason for his coming. He takes on flesh and blood to suffer and to die. A donkey becomes his vehicle of choice. He sends his disciples to fetch a donkey and a colt. He is not stealing. He is not taking something that doesn't belong to him. The donkey and all beasts belong to him. He is their creator and their Lord. And now the Lord will have use of this donkey for his purpose. He does it, says Matthew, to fulfill what the prophet said, "Behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey and on the colt, the foal of a beast of burden." Carried on his way to Calvary, Jesus comes, says Luther, as a beggar king. He doesn't look like much of a king. There is no royal diadem. There is no weaponry of war, no courtly pomp and costly ceremony. No regal banners announce his approach. There is only an excited and excitable crowd making a spectacle, waving branches, paving the way, paving his way with their overcoats, and crying out their chants of Hosanna and blessing to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. There is not much to see. But then faith does not rely on what is seen, but what is heard. The eye can be deceptive. And so listen to the preaching of Advent. Your king is coming to you. That is the trajectory of the gospel. It is not about our ascent to God, but rather about his drawing near to us. It is not about a God up there in the heights of heaven, or a God in here in the depths of your own spirituality. No, Advent announces that it is Emmanuel who comes, it is God with us, that he might be God for us, even to the point of death on the cross. He comes to be your king, not in the way that kingships go with power to oppress, but in the humility of a servant who bends down to lift you up. Such a king is this son of David. He comes to you when you could not come to him. He comes to claim you for himself with his own blood, the price of purchase. He comes to annex your life from the dominion of death, that you might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. He comes to be king for you, right here where you live and die. He humbled himself to sleep in Bethlehem's manger and hang bleeding and dead on Calvary's cross. He comes to us, Luther retorted to Erasmus, even in the sewer, making even of that sacred space by his name and promise. In a few minutes, we will sing Gerhard's great hymn that poses the abiding question of Advent. O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright? And how shall we meet him? And how shall we welcome him aright? Only by faith we receive him, trusting in his merciful words as he comes to us with his body and blood. See, your king comes to you, no longer on a donkey, but with his word, and with his body and blood hidden under bread and wine, he comes, your king, to restore you to the joy of salvation. Amen.